Ralph Nader has a list of books that he wants you to read. The longtime consumer advocate and former presidential candidate is hosting the second annual Booming Winsted Book Festival. That's this weekend in his hometown of Winsted, Connecticut. He's also the author of Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think, and Animal Envy, a Fable. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How did you get the idea to set up a book festival locally?
Well, as you know, bookstores have been closing down, and Amazon is eating into a lot of book sales. So northern Litchfield County, from Torrington on up, Winsted, Colebrook, Norfolk, Salisbury, Riverton, they have no bookstore whatsoever. So we're starting a community nonprofit bookstore, not just for books and children's books and biographies and books on things that need to be improved in the country and so on, but actual events by authors. Authors that are fascinating to meet, and they autograph their books. They talk about the kind of topics they've chosen. So we have a great selection this weekend. And we have the expert on gerrymandering, which I know public radio has reported on. He's David Daley. He was formerly editor of the Connecticut Mirror. And he's been all over the country dealing with gerrymandering abuses, and he's going to tell us what optimism there is that the courts are beginning to take notice, and we may be turning around, as they already have in California, with fairer electoral districts. And we have also Chuck Collins. How about this one? He inherited part of the Hormel meatpacking fortune, and at age 25 gave it away. And for the next 30 years or so, he has been challenging inequality in terms of wage rates and wealth rates and income rates, and he mobilized wealthy people to preserve the estate tax when George W. Bush and Republicans wanted to get rid of it for the top 0.1% that's exposed to it. And as far as labor is concerned, a labor activist of many years, Steve Early, he moved to California to see what was going on in Richmond, California, 100,000 people with many minorities, and how they're turning that city around against big odds.
And I've got to ask you, you know, you're a champion of consumer protection. What is your take right now on what's happening with consumer protection in the Trump administration?
It's very bad. You know, he is appointing people who hate consumer protection. They come from the worst elements of industry and commerce, not the more enlightened ones. He's already appointed to the Food and Drug Administration a very wealthy lawyer who was counsel to drug companies and was very anti-regulation, anti-law and order. You know, drug prices are going through the roof. Almost every few weeks you hear about a serious adverse effect from a widespread pharmaceutical. It has to be recalled. There are multi-million dollar or sometimes billion dollar settlements with the Justice Department by companies like Pfizer and others. So that's an example.
We've got time for just about one more question. And I wanted to ask you, you know, if there was anything else you wanted to add about the festival itself that our listeners should know, and anything else I haven't asked you about the political climate today that you might want to weigh in on.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that people come to the Booming Winsted Book Festival, which starts on Friday, July 21, and goes to 22 and 23 with authors of great books who can sign and personalize the books for you and gifts for libraries, is embedded in a motto we have. And the motto is, readers think and thinkers read. And when that happens, you're going to get more civic engagement, a better democracy, and in the words of our founder, better pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness in people.
Ralph Nader, author of Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think, and Animal Envy, a Fable. He was speaking with us about the Booming Winsted Book Festival. You can find more info on the festival at winstedbookstore.com. That's winstedbookstore.com. Mr. Nader, thanks so much for being on the program.
We hope to see you there. I'll be there. I'll be introducing the authors, and they'd love to meet with you.
Thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you.